This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We don't have to demonize each other just because we disagree, and that's going to end. It's time for people to be able to pick up the phone and get on the radio and talk about local issues on local radio, and that's what this is about.
This is Charlottesville, right now, on the station that is first with local news, News Radio 1070. With best-selling author and director of communications at the Sorensen Institute at UVA, Coy Barefoot.
We want to, in this hour, take a very community-oriented, local look at a very big national debate, and that's pro-choice, pro-life. It's really been making headlines, I guess, since, well, y'all tell me, when did this, the 70s, the 60s? I mean, has it been since the pill that all of a sudden it's really become a hot issue? But anyway, we'll talk about that. Ron Schneider is our guest, and Kathy Brown. They're with the Charlottesville Pregnancy Center, and we're going to explore the Pregnancy Center in this half hour. In the next half hour, we'll talk with Mary Sullivan and Becky Reed of Planned Parenthood, the Charlottesville Planned Parenthood. And sort of, is it accurate, Ron, to say that those would be two sides of the coin or two approaches to pregnancy, to, I guess, should we say, unwanted pregnancy or surprise pregnancy, that the pregnancy center, and I know you're not speaking for Planned Parenthood, but in Planned Parenthood, maybe are two very different approaches to the same situation.
Yes, I absolutely, Coy. I would agree with that. I would say that there is definite differences in our philosophies, and not to say either right or wrong. I think the key is here, maybe there should be other options out there that we'd like to present to the community.
Yeah, and I should say up front as the host, you know, I have an opinion on some things, but on this, I really just, let's just want to moderate this and get some information, and I invite folks to call and chime in. Of course, phone lines are always open here, 977-1070. Again, the phone number is 977-1070. If you have a take or an opinion or an experience you'd like to share, Ron, tell us first, you are the director of the Charlottesville Pregnancy Center.
Right.
Tell us where it is and what it is.
Okay, I'm the executive director for the Pregnancy Centers of Central Virginia. We actually have four locations. We're located in Culpeper, Orange, Albemarle County, which is on the Greenbrier, not too far down the street from Albemarle High School, and we're on Main Street downtown, right next to the bus station.
Okay. And Kathy, you are there as well?
I'm the associate director.
Okay, great.
I've been there for 8 years.
Tell us what a pregnancy center is, because growing up, I'd never heard of, to me, a pregnancy center would be a hospital where you go to have babies, but fill us in on exactly what the name means. What is a pregnancy center?
The pregnancy center provides hope for women, men, and their families facing issues of unintended pregnancy, unplanned pregnancy. And we offer hope, we offer help, we offer healing, and we offer health. We have a lot of counseling that goes on. We address all the issues that a woman is facing. We do free pregnancy testing. We have 10 local doctors that volunteer their time each week with us, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for a woman who's facing an unplanned pregnancy to come in and explore her options, take the time to listen to her heart and listen to all the issues going on in her life.
And one thing we should say is y'all do not do, you don't terminate pregnancies at the pregnancy center.
The only medical things that we do is we confirm the pregnancy, the timing of the pregnancy. Our doctors confirm the timing of the pregnancy, and they will take a short medical history. And then if the doctor orders an ultrasound, they will do an ultrasound to confirm the timing based on the size of the baby that they're carrying.
Right. And Ron, fill us in a little bit more, too, about the approach that y'all take. It sounds like you can confirm a pregnancy. You know, a young woman comes in or older woman comes in and says, you know, geez, I'm late and I don't really know what's going on. Can y'all help me out? So you do those clinical tests to confirm, you know, a pregnancy, a potential pregnancy. And then there's counseling, it sounds like.
There's counseling. I started as a counselor a number of years back, about 3.5, 4 years ago. That's how I got involved. My wife and I both were were drawn to this ministry, and we thought that this was something we both believed in. So I went to do male counseling, and my wife still is doing counseling of the women. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and the opportunity to bring them in to talk to them, and we really think the key is to show them and teach them and let them know all the choices that are available. We're a very life-affirming ministry, and we believe that the it's important that they hear and understand that the risks and the other things that they that we feel they don't always know that can, we can present to them that that a pregnancy could can bring them and terminating a pregnancy could do.
Yeah, and we want to explore that, but you did sort of answer my next question, which was, is the pregnancy center, because there's more, that you say there's four here in Central Virginia,
mm-hmm.
but it's sort of a national thing, isn't it?
There's over 3,000 of them throughout the United States.
And are they loosely, you mentioned it as a ministry, so are they loosely affiliated with a specific church, or are they like a church, or?
No, they're not. They're just, they're Christian-based ministries, but they are affiliated with two basic affiliates that we are associated with. One is called Heartbeat International, and the other is CareNet International. And those are the two organizations that we all are joined with.
Okay. And Kathy, what are those?
They set standards for counseling. They have books that we follow in counseling. They set standards for financial accountability. They set standards for how we advertise, for truthfulness in advertising. They set a lot of high standards for all the centers, and it helps all the new centers especially. We've been around for 22 years. We've had over 15,000 clients come through our doors, and 99% of them are very, very happy with the pregnancy center. Refer their friends. We have a girl in this week that is a court-appointed volunteer. She has to do her hours, and she told me yesterday that her sister came in to the downtown center and received a lot of help. We offer baby clothes, maternity clothes, cribs, lots of things to help a woman and families with issues when money can be tight. When you have an unplanned pregnancy, as many people have had an unplanned pregnancy, money can be tight.
And so this is sort of the local institutional manifestation of the pro-life movement right here in our neighborhood. You can go to the pregnancy center, and you're not going to get pro-choice counseling. You're going to get pro-life counseling. You're going to get the type of counseling that would encourage you to, if you don't want the baby, to perhaps have the baby and give it up for adoption.
Yes.
And be involved in that process.
Yes.
We've already had two adoptions this year, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be to see a family that wants a child and has been trying to get a child to be a part of their life and be parents. That's got to be really exciting to help make that happen.
We've had people come in and tell us, no matter what the results of the pregnancy test, we're going to go get married right after that. And they were so excited because we were right across the street from the courthouse. And, you know, we were pretty excited for them, too. It's just fun.
We're talking with Ron Schneider and Kathy Brown of the Pregnancy Centers of Central Virginia. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Let's take a quick break. This is Charlottesville right now. We're talking with Ron Schneider and Kathy Brown of the Pregnancy Centers of Central Virginia. Ron, help us out and sort of, can you put a face on this, on the Pregnancy Center? Maybe a couple of stories that sort of illustrate what goes on.
What we do.
Yeah.
Sure. First of all, we opened in 84. There's been 15,000 clients through and since in those 22 years that have actually come through the doors to be counseled.
In just the Central Virginia chapter?
Most of that's all Charlottesville, Albemarle, because the Orange County and Culpeper have only been open, both of them, less than 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 4,000 babies are in this community. They're not all babies anymore. Some of them are 20, 21. We hear from them. They're in college. They're in, they're in their service. That their moms came through this. We still are in touch with many of them. But there's 4,000 children who came, found life because they came through the centers here. Our funding is all done through the pregnancy center is all done through private donations. There is no funding at all that comes from any other way for the pregnancy center itself. And we've already mentioned our medical staff is made up of doctors, nurses, and ultrasound technicians that are all volunteers, but they're all prominent people in our community here. Statistics, about 80% of our statistics are under 25. So 80% of our clients are under 25 years of age. Another interesting number is 30% of the people that come in our doors that test positive for pregnancy, COI, are very surprised they're pregnant because 30% of them tell us, but I can't be pregnant. I'm on birth control of some sort. I guess we're, our thought is that this abstinence versus comprehensive sex training is not necessarily, the comprehensive sex training, which has been around for almost 40 years now, you would think that we would have a better hit rate than 30%, you know, pregnancy still. And that's not talking about sexually transmitted diseases. That's just pure pregnancies.
Yeah. Ron, so, tell me about this, because some of the things that I've read about the pregnancy centers, there's some sharp criticism from folks out there that the pregnancy centers, not necessarily yours, but that pregnancy centers in general, because this is a national institution with a lot of manifestations in counties and communities around the country, that pregnancy centers offer exaggerated or even false information to the women that come in the hopes to really discourage them from, say, going to a Planned Parenthood or even being on the pill, for example.
Yes.
And just wanted to give you an opportunity because there was even a recent congressional report, actually, that
right.
found that pregnancy centers can't be relied on to provide really valid, sound information because they have such a strong agenda to discourage people from pursuing being on the pill or getting an abortion
yes.
that they will even lie to the women who've come into their offices.
We're definitely a non-political organization, Coy, and we try and stay away from the politics directly. But I will say that the congressman who brought this forward is certainly – not pro-life. He's definitely a pro-choice, has been supported by the pro-choice organizations for years and years financially and certainly backed by. So I think that was a pick and choose. I think, if you know, I think you'll agree there's a lot of studies out there. There's at this point, there's 38 world studies in the last 8 or 10 years that have gone out there. 27 of them confirm, for example, a link between breast cancer and abortions. And they're out there. There's plenty of studies. So I don't, and that's one of the areas that they're criticizing us on. There's 13 of 15 studies here in America on American women that report an increased risk for those who have had an abortion. Most of these, the interesting thing is if you go and do research on these, they're, most of them are pro, choice, pro abortion organizations who did the studies and they were surprised by the findings in many of these cases.
And Kathy, what y'all do is you sit women down and say, you should know about these studies, that using the pill puts you at risk or having an abortion puts you at certain health risks that your other doctor or Planned Parenthood might not tell you about, and we're going to tell you about them.
Right.
That's right.
There are many, many – there's much information out there, and that information needs to empower the women so they can make an informed choice. The Breast Cancer Prevention Institute recognizes the link between abortion and breast cancer. The National Physician Center for Family Resources recognizes that link. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons recognizes the link. And we are just simply presenting the facts. And we have no vested interest in this. We don't make money off of this. We just are presenting the facts to help women to make an informed choice. And most women, we find, don't have emotional support. They're either not supported by their family, by their husband, by their boyfriend. And they turn to us for emotional support. And then occasionally it's physical needs. They may need baby clothes, as I said, or cribs or other things. But most times they just need one person to say, you can do this. And that is a baby that you're carrying. And so many women choose life when they hear that.
Yes. Now, is there a curriculum? There's something about a curriculum that the sex ed, for lack of a better word. I mean, I don't know how to put it. In the classrooms, in the schools, tell us about that, because I know there's a pregnancy center curriculum. Is there not that you are trying to get in the Charlottesville schools?
It's not the pregnancy center's curriculum. The pregnancy centers had some success as the pregnancy centers, again, running on a shoestring, and that's why we went for this grant last year. It's a grant for community-based abstinence education, the CBAE grant it's called. And we received it because we'd had tremendous success without any funding except through our donors. And but we had enough success that they gave us the opportunity to do this. But it's under a totally different operation. Pregnancy Center went and got it. It's under our organization. It's called Worth Your Weight. And they're based in Rutgersville. It's actually a fifth location. It's not related to the pregnancy centers. They are totally funded by the grant, and they do everything from the grant. They had to meet tremendous stringent criteria. And they still do. They cannot take You cannot take any faith-based messages in there. It's common sense. I would say the best way to take what they do is that they aren't preparing them for sex. They're preparing them for life. It's more than just sex education. I know that that's
that's what we called it when I was in school.
Yeah. Well, but there's more. There's a lot of character building and value building also that goes with these. And the success stories, and we may have time to get them today, but the success stories of those young people. I mean, women and young girls who come back and say, I wish I'd have heard about this sooner. I wish you'd have been here earlier. I'm not going to have sex from this point forward. Teachers and the reports we're getting back from the over 5,000 students in 14 to 15 schools we've been in already in the 8 surrounding counties, surrounding Albemarle County, have been phenomenal. And the teachers are saying this program should be in every school in the state of Virginia.
So is this program in Albemarle County or just in the outlying counties?
Yeah, right now, we're not in Albemarle County.
Charlottesville?
No. And it was not in our first-year plan. We look because we figured the size and so forth. We're hoping that there's an opportunity we do have to get into both Albemarle and Charlottesville here in the upcoming years.
But just to understand, it's not the pregnancy center. It's there's sort of an abstinence-only education group that's affiliated with the
pregnancy
center.
Absolutely. Okay. They give no money comes back to the pregnancy center from them, and we don't give them any money. They stand alone. They've got their own facility.
But they're both aligned with that same national ministry.
No. They're not reliant. The only alignment they have is because they're through us. I'd say half of those who got that grant over the last couple of years are faith-based. The other half are not. So it's a mix.
Okay.
You don't have to be faith-based.
I think it's interesting. There is non-faith-based, abstinence-only curriculum.
That's what this one is.
I didn't know that this there was. I thought they were all faith-based.
No. This is not. This is based on just common sense, logic, and again, science and information that's out there.
So. Now, tell folks how they can get more information about the pregnancy center. Whether you want to give a website or a phone number.
The website is virginiapregnancy.org. Our helpline phone number, if someone has an unplanned pregnancy, is 979-8888.
And any final thoughts?
Thank you for having us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in on short notice. I definitely wanted to hear from you. I sort of feel personally like I don't have a dog in this fight. I think it's a fascinating debate. And I want to thank you for the efforts that you do in our community just to help people. You know, at the basic level, I think your heart is in the right place and you really want to help people. You want to help women and families and children. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I want to thank you for coming in today. And again, it's the Pregnancy Centers of Central Virginia, and that's virginiapregnancy.org. Ron Schneider and Kathy Brown, thank you so much. We'll be right back with Becky Reed from Planned Parenthood and Mary Sullivan from the Albemarle Teen Health Pregnancy. We'll figure out that title later when she joins us. Let's take a break for local news. This is Charlottesville right now. We're joined in studio by Becky Reed from Planned Parenthood and Mary Sullivan from the, and I'm going to get this right, Charlottesville Albemarle Teen Pregnancy and STD Prevention Coordinator. Now, that is a heck of a mouthful. That's a heck of a title.
Ridiculous, actually. But
what does it mean? What does the title mean? What do you do?
Well, what I try to do is coordinate all the teen pregnancy prevention initiatives in the area, but I also do a lot of teaching. I've worked in city and county, public and private, middle and high schools, providing sexuality education. What we think of as comprehensive sexuality education, which focuses on abstinence being the way to guarantee that you will not get pregnant or get a sexually transmitted infection, but also providing information about how to protect yourself if you become sexually active.
And that type of approach is now what's in Charlottesville and Albemarle schools.
Well, it's hard to say because there are standards of learning for family life education just as there are for all the major subject areas. Obviously, schools are not tested on that. So, and this is a topic for another show, but the way that family life education is implemented in Charlottesville and Albemarle County is really variable. There's generally
variable from school to school, you mean?
Variable from school to school. Even in one school from class to class, as a matter of fact.
Why is that?
There's far more family life education curriculum than time in a school year to teach it. Family life education is where the sexuality education comes into a health curriculum. And even though schools, family life education teachers, there's a state mandate for them to be trained to teach this. It's not enforced in any way. So there are some teachers who do a terrific job and are very much committed to covering the curriculum comprehensively, and there are other teachers who are not as committed.
I remember in high school, it was the football coach.
Mm-hmm.
Who,
and sometimes the football coach
class.
Is really good, and sometimes the football coach doesn't want to be teaching family life education.
Yeah, he was great. He was like, hey, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
No,
and if you got any questions,
awesome.
You let me know. But I'm going to go through it A to Z, and this is what you need to know.
And, you know, coaches, for a lot of young men and young women, can be role models. Sometimes they're very good role models. Sometimes they're not as good. But coaches can be terrific family life education teachers, but there are a lot of – I just was at a state meeting, State Department of Education meeting. There are a lot of teachers out there who don't get any training whatsoever to teach family life education.
They just get a workbook and then
exactly.
get in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sadly, that's also true for some geometry classes and history classes.
You're absolutely right. No, I think you're right. So, yeah. But so it's hard. I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's very hard. We can compare what Becky and I would define as comprehensive sexuality education, which provides a wide range of information, including the message to teens that postponing sexual activity is good for your physical and mental health. We can compare that with abstinence only until marriage education, which is the program that you recently referred to when the Charlottesville.
Yeah, and let's do that. We'll talk about that in just a minute. I want to explore that.
It's hard to look at how effective school family life education programs are because it's just impossible to really evaluate them.
Because they're also differently implemented.
Right. And Becky actually is doing some work along those lines too.
Becky Reed, of course, with Planned Parenthood. Tell us first, Planned Parenthood 101, what it is, there's one office here.
Sure.
Educate us.
Yeah, well, let me actually start with what Mary kind of handed over to me, which is my role with Planned Parenthood. I'm the grassroots organizer, and we work with other coalitions around the state. And we actually just recently had a bill passed, Senate Joint Resolution 171, in the last General Assembly session, which is going to look at how family life education is being implemented around the state because, as Mary said, it's so variable. It's a big question mark. We don't know whether or not it is being implemented, who's implementing it, what curriculum, if any, is being used. So this study will be reporting back on all that information. And again, another one of the issues with family life education around the state is that it's not mandated. We have these 11 content areas and we have guidelines, but those things are not mandated and they're not reported on. So we are we're expecting the results of the survey back before the next General Assembly session.
Okay. And then the Planned Parenthood is?
And then let me continue.
I mean, I know what I hear on the radio and I know, but, you know, there's no commercials or.
Yeah. Well, and let me kind of contrast it with the organization that was on before us. Planned Parenthood is a healthcare organization. We provide healthcare services. We provide pap smears, regular gynecological care, breast exams, did I say pap smears?
Yeah.
I may have just said that. all the contraceptive options, screening and treatment for sexually transmitted infections. We have a partnership with the Children's Home Society of Virginia so that we can bring a counselor on site to talk to someone and provide adoption counseling if that's someone's choice. And we do provide medication and surgical abortion. And we provide options education, which is different from what the Pregnancy Center provides, which is directive counseling. They're not there to provide objective information about all of someone's options. We are. We offer objective information about prenatal care, connecting them to resources if they choose to carry a pregnancy to term. Again, that on-site adoption counseling through Children's Home Society of Virginia, as well as abortion services. And all of our information is medically accurate. We're not there to tell someone what to do. We're there to provide information in an objective way.
Now, I heard the same thing from the folks, Ron Schneider and Kathy Brown with the Pregnancy Center, who said, you know, there's a lot of studies out there that they don't tell you about at Planned Parenthood. And what we like to do is give people all the information so they can make an informed choice. It sounds like both of y'all are saying the same thing.
Sure.
I guess they reference a number of studies mm-hmm. that they claim sort of would encourage people, young women, women not to use birth control pills, not to get an abortion because their life is at risk, basically. Studies show that they'll be medically harmed.
Well, I think it's pretty clear to people that that's just not mainstream within people's practice. The majority of women at some point in their life do use contraception to plan and space births and to prevent unintended pregnancies at a time when they are not ready. And other studies that they cited, certainly not within the mainstream of the medical community. The American Medical Association, American College of Obstetricians, Gynecologists, it's just not mainstream. I don't know where they've gotten those studies from.
Now, Becky, I do want to just answer one question real quick, because if you listen to a lot of talk radio, conservative talk radio, they will say that somebody like Planned Parenthood is evil because their goal is to have as many abortions as possible. And that's really why you're in business, is to increase the number of abortions in America.
Well, I think it's laughable, because the majority of our services are about preventing unintended pregnancies. Mm-hmm. They actually do a national census with all of the Planned Parenthood centers across the country to kind of tally up where our services, you know, break down, who we're serving, all of that information. And 90% of our services are preventing unintended pregnancy nationally.
We're talking with Becky Reed of Planned Parenthood and Mary Sullivan, the Charlottesville Albemarle Teen Pregnancy and STD Prevention Coordinator. And when we get back, let's talk about some of these curricula that are in the schools, what works, what doesn't, what's in there now. And we'll explore that a little bit when we get back. Let's take a quick break. This is Charlottesville Right Now. We're talking with Becky Reed of Planned Parenthood and Mary Sullivan, the Charlottesville Albemarle Teen Pregnancy and STD Prevention Coordinator. Let's talk, if we can, about the curricula that are in the schools. Ron and Kathy were here from the Pregnancy Center, and they referenced the fact that the curricula that they like is actually in, what, 8 or 9 different counties surrounding Charlottesville Albemarle.
And that's as a result of their grant. The grant that the Charlottesville Pregnancy Center received was over $645,000 in federal money out of a program called Community-Based Abstinence Education. And currently in our planning district, they are serving middle and high schools, I believe, but not Albemarle County and Charlottesville City.
So that means if I go to high school in Louisa County, for example,
yes,
I'm not getting the same sex ed, for lack of a better, sex ed classes that they get in Albemarle. I'm getting abstinence-only education.
Well, what you're getting is the program as they implement it, which I don't think takes up the whole family life education space in the school. They're getting a program, all of us in this field, and I've got 2 teenagers, and my youngest might as well be a teenager. She thinks she is. All of us believe that kids should postpone sexual activity. I mean, my job focuses on unintended pregnancies and rates of sexually transmitted infections, which are now at what the Centers for Disease Control calls epidemic rates.
You're kidding.
Among teenagers.
I haven't heard anything about that in the media. Why is that?
Well, a couple of years ago, I did a little bit of public awareness raising with some pieces, and actually was on with Dick and Jane about a gonorrhea outbreak in Charlottesville that included 13-year-old girls.
Oh, my God.
And if you look at the rates, chlamydia, which is the most common bacterial sexually transmitted infection, the cohort that shows the highest rates are 15 to 19-year-olds. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details. Not all sexually transmitted infections are reportable to health districts, but the rates are very high. And anecdotally, the ones that aren't reported, we hear from healthcare providers, are very high as well. Genital herpes, HPV, the virus that causes genital warts, and for which we now have a vaccine available.
Does the abstinence only, whether it's community-based, which is sort of like watered-down faith-based, right? I mean, it's not explicitly.
Well, yes, and it's out of faith-based initiatives. So they may say we don't have a church affiliation, but they're required, in order to qualify for this money, they have to say that there are social, psychological, and health gains to be realized by abstaining from sexual activity. Same thing I say to students, too. Let's look at what you have to risk and what you have to gain by postponing. But they also say that sexual activity outside the context of marriage is likely to have harmful psychological and physical side effects. They also, the information that they provide about contraception is very skewed in emphasizing failure rates of contraceptives. Again, a good sexuality educator always tells kids the only way to make sure you're not going to get pregnant or get infected with an STD is to not, is to abstain from sexual activity. But you also need to provide them information about contraception and ways to prevent infection. And in fact, studies evaluating these. So what I'm trying to say is comprehensive sexuality education has a base in abstinence.
And the comprehensive is what is now being taught
in Charlottesville and Albemarle. Right.
But it's not what's being taught in Buckingham, Fluvanna, Louisa, Orange,
Green. Again, the issue is we can't pin down what is or isn't being taught because it's so variable. So the issue here is kind of, you know, what studies have shown is the best approach to sexuality education, which is comprehensive, medically accurate, and the kind of program that the Pregnancy Center would like to present in schools, which is abstinence only until marriage, which has been proven to be not only ineffective but dangerous to our young people.
Why is that? The abstinence only programs, so you know, where the kids sign the pledge, I'm going to
refrain. Pledge,
virginity chastity pledges have been studied a lot. One of the most common studies that you know is out there, it's available, it's Bierman and Bruckner. They studied that students who took the virginity pledge delay their first intercourse an average of 18 months, average, which falls far short of the stated objective, which is abstinence till marriage. Mm-hmm. So delaying an average of 18 months. But then when they do engage in sexual intercourse, they're a third less likely to contracept, one third less likely. That is putting young people at risk.
A third less likely to use
contraception.
To have safe sex.
And
because the argument, I guess, is that they haven't been informed.
And they've been, these programs, again, emphasize failure rates. They're designed to undermine teens' confidence in birth control and condoms.
So they might be informed but think, I want to have sex, but I'm not going to use one of those things because they don't work.
Or they may say, I've taken this public pledge. I don't want anybody to know I'm being sexually active.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Anne in Scottsville, thank you so much for the call. Anne, if y'all could put on those headphones real quick, we'll go to the phones. Anne, thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
Hi. Well, I was just wondering, the women that do come in who decide to keep their babies, do you have doctors on site that help them with prenatal care? That's so important. And then I had a second question, and I'll just hang up after that. About how many abortions are done there, say, monthly?
In the Charlottesville Planned Parenthood, I guess thanks for the call, Ann. The first question was, is there help for prenatal care?
Right now, we don't have a prenatal care program up and running. We did in our Roanoke Center for a while. We've had a changeover in providers, our physicians. So eventually that might be up and running again, but we do provide referrals and we do connect people to those resources. And again, we're not there to counsel someone away from any option or towards any option. We provide objective information, non-directive information.
So in a way, Planned Parenthood is there for somebody who's already made a decision.
No.
Is that accurate?
No. We see people who come to us because they need a pregnancy test. They need to talk to someone that they trust will give them objective, accurate information, and that's what we're there to do.
And second question is about numbers. Do you release those kind of numbers publicly about the number of terminations?
I don't have that information on me right now. And quite frankly, I don't think it's really relevant to this discussion. This is about providing medically accurate, comprehensive sexuality information to young people, empowering them to protect themselves and prevent unintended pregnancies. Mm-hmm. And again, the overwhelming majority of Planned Parenthood services are about prevention.
Amberly in Albemarle, go right ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, thanks for the call.
I'm calling because I had been told that Planned Parenthood did have an agenda and was trying to discourage teen abstinence. I didn't really believe it myself, but I went to Planned Parenthood's website, and they have, if you navigate through the regular website, which is plannedparenthood.org, you can go to their teen site, and they have videos, they have instructions. They very clearly advocate teen sexuality in a somewhat lewd way.
Okay, thanks for the call. Is that accurate with, are y'all being lewd?
I think what someone might consider lewd might be what someone else would consider to be medically accurate and useful information, such as how to use a condom, what kinds of birth control might be appropriate. Again, medically accurate, important information for young people who, if they aren't going to choose to be abstinent, need that information to protect themselves.
Chris, go ahead. You're on. Real quick.
Yeah, so I was just worrying a little bit about the medically accurate terms that they're using when, in fact, what they're doing is they seem to me to be promoting sexuality by offering these contraceptive.
Thanks for the call. I'm up against the clock, so just have Mary respond to that. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that our primary message is telling kids all that can be gained by postponing sexual activity. But for those kids who do not, I'd much prefer that we prevent an unintended pregnancy or a sexually transmitted infection. And when I talk to kids about this, they're sort of mystified that providing this information is seen as encouraging sexual activity. Most of them say those who will be sexually active will do it. Those who don't want to be won't. And hopefully the ones who choose to be sexually active have information and protection.
Mary Sullivan is the Charlottesville Albemarle Teen Pregnancy and STD Prevention Coordinator. Becky Reed is with Planned Parenthood. I want to thank you both for what you do to help people in our community. And just like I thank the folks with the Pregnancy Center in the last half hour, Ron Schneider and Kathy Brown. You'll be able to listen to both of these interviews online at SeavillePodcast.com. Y'all have a great night. Thanks so much.